Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
It is Tech Talk time on SG Extra because it is a Thursday today and a very exciting Tech Talk edition as well because we have something very new to talk to you about, which was just announced, well, last night. And joining me now is Tech360.tv's tech reporter, Soon Kai Hong, joining me. Soon Kai Hong was with me when we were checking something out yesterday afternoon, and that is the new Samsung Galaxy. Okay, the name is very long, Kai Hong, so you need to help me out here. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G.
Yes.
And the second phone is the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G. Okay, so this is usually the time of the year when Samsung, at least loyal Samsung users, would be using or expecting a new Note device, but not this time around.
Right, because this year, Samsung has pretty much gone ahead and done away with their Note series of phones. So it's going to just be the Fold and the Flip.
So the Z, it's a third version, third generation of the Fold and the Flip that we are looking at. What are the highlights of these new devices?
Well, the first thing that Samsung is quite proud of is something that they call armor aluminum. And they say that it's basically a chassis and aluminum that they use that's 10% stronger than the previous generation.
Which is, one of the criticism of the first generation of the Fold, at least, was the durability of the phone. And then they've subsequently improved it. So, I mean, how strong is this armor aluminum? It sounds like it's armor.
Yeah, it does sound definitely. Well, they say that it's around 10% stronger, so it should be able to handle the nicks and stuff that you do with daily use. But still, just don't drop it. Definitely.
10% stronger compared to last year's Z phone, right?
Yes, that's correct. But perhaps the most interesting thing about the Z Fold 3 is an all-new under-display camera.
Yeah. I mean, when I was looking at it yesterday with you, it looks wonderful. But what exactly does it do? Why is it under-display? I mean, explain that to our listeners.
Right. So, just to give a very basic layman understanding, it's just the way of how OLED display works.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't display anything, it usually turns off the display.
Right.
But what Samsung has basically done is that small portion of the display where the camera is supposed to be, they have somehow made the OLED itself slightly more translucent, slightly more transparent. So when you basically can be able to push pixels,
mm-hmm.
basically be able to push light, even though the camera is under it.
Okay, that's very interesting. And also when you're viewing something with the Fold, the Z Fold, fully open, it's not as disruptive because you don't have that spot right there, right?
Correct. It now really looks like a full screen experience.
Okay, now let's move on to the Z Flip, which is a very fashionable phone. And this time around, this one has also been improved.
That's right. And now it comes in quite a number of colors and quite interesting, in fact.
What color? I mean, there's the green one that I really like. There's the lavender one. What else did they have?
And then there's the hero color, which they are calling cream.
Cream. Yes, that's the one. Okay, so for the Z Flip 3, does it have the same armor aluminum?
Samsung has said that they are using this same armor aluminum on both the Fold 3 and the Flip 3.
Okay, what else is there? What else should people be looking out for with these two new devices?
Should be looking out for, that's one good thing that Samsung is very proud to also announce. And it's something that perhaps some of us take for granted. The Flip 3 and the Fold 3 now comes with IPX8 water-resistant.
Oh, yes, that's the one. I actually expected the other two Z phones to have been water-resistant, but apparently it's not. So this is the first one that will be water-resistant, right?
Correct.
And for those of you who might miss the S Pen, well, don't worry because the Z Fold actually supports the S Pen.
Correct. and it's also available for purchase, but just separately.
Okay. Let's move on to another device that you also recently looked at, the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. What's new with these ones?
Right. So for Google, to put it up front, at this point in time, actually, the final details of both phones have yet to be actually released. But
okay,
what's most interesting about what Google is touting with their new Pixel phones, it's a specific system-on-chip processor, which they call Tensor.
What is that?
Well, as what Google claims, mm-hmm, it's a brand new chip designed by them, and it's pretty interesting because, according to Rick Ostolo from Google, the Google hardware chief, he said that Tensor was designed specifically with the purpose of driving machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Sounds interesting. So Tensor is a new processor in this one. What else does it come with?
Well, I would say the standard few that we have come to expect out from a flagship phone, so Snapdragon 888, 5G, all-day battery life, all that fun stuff.
Sounds good. Now, moving on to something that we've been talking about for more than a year now, I think it's a PS5. I'm not even sure if you can buy one now because there was a shortage of this before, but now there's a software update as well.
Yes, that's right. And as for regarding the stock intake of the PS5, it's still pretty hard to get one now. But
but we're still talking about it, so it's, yeah, okay.
Fingers crossed. So with this new beta update, you can now actually make use of that storage, that expansion storage that's available on the PS5.
Okay, and what does that mean?
So with the PS5, you actually have a standard M.2 PCIe SSD slot that's the same as you would see on the desktop PC.
Okay.
And you can basically buy any kind of off-the-market SSD and install it. But in the past, that feature of actually expanding the storage, while you can expand the storage, you could only install digital PlayStation 4 games on that external SSD.
So you get an SSD off the shelf and you can just go on with it?
So, right, you can get an SSD off the shelf and you can just expand the storage. But
okay,
the main difference this time is that you can now install PlayStation 5 games on that external SSD.
I see. I get it now. For those of you listening at home to this and want to find out more of what we're talking about, the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold and Z Flip 3 phones, you can check my video out at tech360.tv. We are on YouTube as well as on our website, of course. And for the rest of them, you can just find them on tech360.tv. And that is where Soon Kai Hong is also from. Thank you very much for joining us here on Tech Talk. Kai Hong Soon is a tech journalist at tech360.tv. You're listening to Primetime here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.